The Youth's Instructor, September 6, 1894, Words to the Young. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Shall we obey the injunction to come out from the world with its selfish pleasures and claim the promise that we shall be the sons and daughters of God? Is it not inducement enough that is offered? I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Is it not enough that we are to be members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King? Christ is our example in all things, and we are to copy the pattern. Consider his unpretending life. His voice sounds an invitation, saying, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. What a precious assurance is contained in this promise! What greater inducement could be presented to us to become the sons and daughters of God? Who will put on the whole armor? Who will enlist under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel? Be assured that Jesus, the Prince of Life, has been tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He overcame in his human nature, in order that you might have before you the power of his example. Through overcoming temptation on every point, he has opened for you a door of access to God. It is through Jesus Christ our advocate, and it is a door that no man can shut. Divine enlightenment may come to every struggling, tempted child of God, in order that he need not fall in the strife with the powers of darkness, but be a conqueror in every battle. Jesus says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. We must put forth an earnest, continual effort in the army of the Lord, in order that Satan shall not succeed in alluring us from our integrity. Our only safety is found in constant, prayerful watchfulness. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We read in the cross of Christ that God is love, and that he will impart to us his excellences if we desire him to do so, in order that we may impart blessings to those around us. The chief end of life is to glorify God. While worldlings live to please themselves and to get all the enjoyment possible, the Christian should live to bring honor to his master and blessing to mankind. Worldlings forget God in their eagerness for pleasure. But the Word of God draws a dividing line between the follower of Christ and the pleasure seeker. He who imitates Christ will show forth his self-denial and self-sacrifice, and will conscientiously consider every action, lest he should dishonor God in any of his ways. Just where the conscience of the Bible Christian warns him to forbear, to deny himself, to stop, just there the worldling steps over the line to indulge his selfish propensities. On one side of the line is the self-denying follower of Jesus Christ. On the other side of the line is the self-indulgent world-lover, pandering in passion, engaging in frivolity, and pampering himself in forbidden pleasures. On this side of the line, the Christian cannot go. It is no place for him, for it is a path of darkness, where only unrest of spirit is found. May the Lord help us to make a success of perfecting Christian character, that we may be fitted for translation to heaven. It is fidelity that is needed among both young and old. It is a purpose to follow the Lord fully that is demanded at this time. It is not feeling and mechanical activity that are needed, but a devoted spirit to work for the Master. It is not parade and show that are essential, but patient, earnest effort, persevering work. It is workers who have made a complete consecration that are looked for, to cooperate with the angels of heaven. At this time, we need Caleb's and Joshua's to cry, "We are well able to go up and possess the land." Caleb and Joshua stood boldly before the people and did not fear their rage, though the multitude caught up stones to strike them to the earth. The strong voice of Caleb did not falter as he rang out the words of encouragement, "We are well able to go up and possess the land." God blessed Caleb and Joshua. While cowardly Israel were turned back into the wilderness to fall into graves in the desert, Caleb and Joshua were spared to enter into the goodly land, for they had correctly and nobly reported for God. Our power is not in our talents of education or means, neither is it in our popularity. It is in self-sacrifice, our willing obedience to Jesus Christ. Those who truly surrender all to him will carry a weight of influence and will carry others along with them because they walk in the light. Brain power will be inefficient, purse power of little account with God. But heart power, thorough godliness, humble fidelity will bear a weight of influence that will be irresistible.